This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Google has now unveiled a line of new artificial intelligence products, AI to write long reply emails, AI that seems to know how to do spreadsheets, AI to easily move people around in your photos, and a lot more. Google's announcements at its annual developer conference yesterday mark yet another escalation in big tech's AI arms race. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Google used to be reluctant to deploy many of its AI tools, partly for fear of the technology's potential to spread misinformation or cause other harms. But after ChatGPT debuted in November and Microsoft incorporated it in its Bing search engine, AI was the star of the show in Google CEO Sundar Pichai's presentation.
We are at an exciting inflection point. We have an opportunity to make AI even more helpful.
Beyond ditching waitlists for its AI chatbot Bard, Google also is planning a feature for Android phones that lets AI rewrite your text messages. Defiance ETF CEO Sylvia Jablonski says big tech firms are figuring out how to monetize AI pretty quickly. But
if the data is good, if it's bad, if it's biased, I don't get the sense really that, you know, any of the competitors have figured that out quite yet.
Yesterday, Google also announced plans to incorporate watermarking into AI image generation tools. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.